This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yeah, you found it. The tip of the spear. That means we're pretty ragtag here. But the truth overrides a big mountain of lies. Robert Barnes driving shotgun with us. Lee Shanahan taking over in about 15 minutes, but I want to get to your calls. We're going to go to Lee, and we're going to go to Chris. Then Greg's a vet, ex-police officer, says this is going to start a civil war. Well, I think that's what they're trying to do. Talk to him in about 5 minutes. But Lee in Texas, interesting about the atomic gold. Now let's get into your view on this impeachment hysteria.
I think they have no choice but to impeach. I think you're dealing with a criminal syndicate whose back is against the wall, and they know heads are going to roll if Trump's able to stay in office and actually execute justice.
I mean, I think that's it, Bob, like you've been saying. It doesn't make sense. It's reckless. It's crazy. But that's what criminals do in their corner.
No doubt about it. And it's the only way that they can threaten both the President of the United States, different people in the administration who would be interested in actually meaningfully investigating this. They're trying to send a message, if you really indict McCabe, if you really investigate...
We can defeat you.
Exactly. Or at a minimum, we'll try to remove you, we'll try to threaten, we'll try to get people fired, we'll try to get people...
So this is about them enforcing their will.
Absolutely. It's maintaining their leverages and levers of power against the president's elected power. It is proof that the deep state is real and exists.
And it's really amazing that Trump hasn't backed down and has done so much good. I mean, we actually got a good president that's battling. This is crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has a fearless backbone, and that is critical and essential. But he himself, by himself, cannot sustain and maintain his power. His power comes from the people.
He's got to go after Silicon Valley, which he said he'd do in this speech at the UN. He better do it. Anything else, Lee?
Justice be done. May the heavens fall.
That's a good point. Thank you, sir. God bless you. All right. Chris in Chicago, then Greg and others. Chris, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I don't disrespect with the previous guest, but I'm sorry, but Attorney General Barr, I think, is the reason he was confirmed so easily and no one was raising hell about it, is I think he's there to put the knife into Trump, to be honest with you. Another point is, you know, Paul Craig Roberts and you guys were covering this back in 2014, and it was always interesting to me why Ukraine was such a big deal, but I think essentially everybody in the deep state has benefited financially from that.
Sure, they always use a war zone, proxy zone to line pockets.
Oh, no doubt about that. And I understand the concern about Attorney General Barr. The Attorney General Barr's association and affiliation with establishment political interests goes back many decades. And that's why there was concern by some.
He's there to protect the deep state by not going to war with Trump. That's the smart third rail. I mean, I agree with you, but the crazy deep state thinks they can beat everybody. Go ahead and finish your point, then I'm going to get...
But I mean, the Ukraine, you look back at all that article by Paul Craig Roberts, it's great. I was just reading it again. The looting of Ukraine has begun. It talks, you know, Victoria Nuland phone call, you know, all of this stuff since we can't remember last week. We're not going to remember 2014, but it's all been there.
No, I remember. And the whole phone call that got intercepted, screw the EU, screw Russia. We got to get Roberts back on. He was dead on about that.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, you look at Attorney General Barr. He may, in fact, be sincere. We're going to find out. That's why he needs to take action against Andrew McCabe to show his authenticity, because I think when he came in, he viewed what the deep state was doing was dangerous to the republic, dangerous to democracy, dangerous. He doesn't have an institutional problem with the apparatus. He has a problem with their particular ideological power-enriching approach that they currently have that's reckless and dangerous for the United States and for the world. And so we'll see if he takes meaningful action, because now he will be presented with a direct, clear, clean opportunity to do so. And so if he does so, then he can help change the equation. Trump needs to double down. Barr needs to double down. They need to continue to make the fight, and they need their audience, their base, to continue to provide the...
Exactly. The threat is the out-of-control globalist left.
Yes.
And even the old establishment's got to know that now. And all we're saying is stabilize the country, stop it. This is insane. Final point. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, sir. Romney is the right in the false left-right paradigm. And, you know, I think they're like, if this guy goes down, we're done. And one other note, real quick. These guys will burn Joe Biden, that fool, that idiot, that babbling, nonsensical twit. They will burn him down quicker than anything if they can get to Trump this way. I mean, this is how desperate they've gotten.
Exactly, because this will destroy him. And even ties to Obama and others. They're playing with fire. Great points. Thank you so much. We'll be back with a few more calls with Greg. Nick, Adam, and Jesse, and then Lee Stranahan takes over for a deep look at the Ukraine looting. Stay with us.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you've been seeing me, now here's a surprise.
We can see for miles and miles and miles. I'm going to tell the establishment that. Once people are awake to globalism and corporate corruption and how these inside deals work, the naivete of America that we've had since the 50s is gone. And we didn't have the naivete 240 years ago. That's why we created the country. So the season of awakening, all of the world's here, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. In fact, you can try to go with it and survive, but you're not going to. So fill your hand, as they say. You're going to lose, and you can see the rotting edifice of the establishment. It's frightening, though, and how reckless they are. Greg in Texas, a former veteran and police officer. This is the beginning of a civil war, and I think that's what they want. I think they realize they have to wreck the West to get control. China's sitting back funding it along with others. Where do you see all this going?
So I think civil war, they've already kicked it off. This just shows it right here. They've already gone hot without firing a bullet. It's already been done legalese-wise. They've gone after you. They've gone after us. Through social media, you can see it all around the country, Portland or wherever, they attack us.
You're making some good points, but just back off your phone a little bit for me. It's a little muffled.
I apologize.
No, it's okay. I'm sorry. You're kidding. My phone sounds like crap. Let me just say this. I used to bash cops when they were bad, and I still do, but I always noticed it went viral, and I didn't realize till later that Google was taking stuff that wasn't even true about police and putting it out. Not the police are perfect and the government's got a lot of problems. But they wanted that social upheaval to cause little local civil wars, to have the UN come in. Obama actually did this, and try to have the UN take over police departments, just like they wanted to take over ICE and all the rest of it. So that was why that was being done. And I think you were saying you saw social media being used against the police. Is that what you were saying?
Well, I've seen that used against police. Social media cut off for us. You say certain things on social media and they just cut you off.
Oh, exactly. It's AI controlling.
You can't say anything positive to rebut, just like you've always been saying. And then you look at Congress that does nothing to help us. And now you see what they're doing to attack full stream and. This is the hot phase without even firing a bullet.
Exactly. It's total information takeover. And I'm going to go back to you in a minute, Greg, but Barnes, we call it censorship, but it's a bunch of cartels that spy on us actively now in text messages. It won't let me send all these things they think are politically incorrect. It's not even politically incorrect stuff, but it's down to like microaggression level stuff. They're putting in the algorithm for all communication to be controlled right now, and it's all organized, and it's pure evil, and as the caller says, Congress is doing nothing.
Well, it's very much it's information control and it's thought control. So, I mean, that's ultimately the objective and the goal. That's what suppression and censorship of information and expansion is all about. That's why, and they're trying to scare people and terrorize people into not sharing their own information, not sharing their own intel, to be afraid of who's spying on them. Frequently, the point and purpose of spying isn't necessarily to gain intelligence and information, as it is to intimidate, to coerce, and to threaten people into not sharing information. Into not supporting InfoWars, into not being part of their local community, of being afraid to talk about what they believe, to share what they believe, to express what they believe. It's sort of the panopticon come to real life through modern technology. Big tech has allowed sort of old science fiction theories to become everyday modern day reality. Because they're able to control, cabin, direct, and channel what people say, what people think, but most importantly, what people are feel free to say, what people feel free to share, what people feel free to support. So it's basically self-censorship is what they want to induce through this culture of
support. And they know psychologically, if you bring something in with the ambient background until it goes to a boil, people will adopt it. They will consciously not be aware of it, but they will. They will adapt to being slaves.
Oh, yeah. When I was at Yale, I did a long study on Hollywood culture and mainstream culture and why they try to demonize both African-American culture, why they try to demonize poor white, blue-collar white, Southern and Midwestern culture. And what you find is these are groups of people and groups of cultures that have been willing to support alternative independent theories of the way the culture and society and government and power operates, and they want to demonize those people to ordinary Americans.
Exactly. Jump to more calls. Thank you, Greg. Anything else?
Yes, sir. You can see it with the Congress with making up their own version of reality with the Ukrainian calls. You know, they say what...
This ship is made up a fake transcript.
Completely fake transcript. A fake conversation that never occurred, that the mainstream media is repeating.
So where is that going, Greg?
They've already fired the first shot with the war. They don't care what the outcome is. They have already decided they are going to remove Trump, in my belief. Instead, look at the first Civil War. They fired the first shots without even firing a shot in the first Civil War.
And here's the deal. Trump's just the drawbridge to get to us. They blow him out of the way. It's God almighty.
Exactly right. Now, I love all your products, guys. I love it. I love what you're doing, Mr. Barnes, Mr. Jones. I love what you guys do. You fight for us. I take, as also a disabled vet, I love the bodies. It's taken me off some pain stuff, and I love that stuff, the depth of the bodies. My wife uses products as well, the knockout for nighttime relief. It's amazing stuff. I really do love it. If I have to hook up the Happies intravenously to get through this the coming events, I'm going to have to do it. But
well, God bless you. You know, the thing about DNA Force, too, is it's been proven it can regrow nerves and do things. The problem is if you've had injuries, it'll hurt worse while it's healing for about a month. That's something you actually make claims on, the PQQ, the CoQ10. We're out of time, Greg. God bless you, and thanks for the support. Without you, we wouldn't be here, and we really appreciate you out there. I've got all these great callers. I want to get to all of them. We're almost out of time. Who's been holding longest now? Nick in Michigan, then Jesse and Adam. Go ahead, Jesse. Hey, Jesse, go ahead in Tennessee. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you so much for just being consistent and being strong and being a voice for...
We're in this together, brother. Thank you.
And I just wanted to give you a shout-out. I'm really enjoying my Super Blue toothpaste. I've been ordering it every month for about 3 or 4 months now, and I got the whole family using it. Great product.
It's really concentrated. It doesn't have any fillers in it.
Oh, it makes your mouth fresh all day long. I like chewing gum.
Thank you. Yeah, most toothpaste is just silicate. It's a bunch of sand. We don't have that.
Yeah, I know it. Anyways, I'm calling in reference to this so-called leaker, or as a pencil neck Adam Schiff wants to call him, whistleblower. I just think it's strange, the whole Kellyanne Conway thing, the Conways in general, and then her husband, who's bad-mouthing the president all the time. It's odd to me that you have someone like her working for the president that's so close to him. And then her husband runs his mouth on the media all the time. And I'm just wondering, is it possible that he could have somebody real close to him that's leaking these calls that he's having?
Yeah, I don't think you can quote serve two masters like that. And I'm just telling you, I mean, I don't trust Conway at all. I'll just say that. You want to comment on that?
I mean, there's no question that her husband has caused substantial problems for her. There's undermined her political career. I mean, there are stories in D.C. that she, during the campaign, did not say, acted differently than she did publicly for the campaign, that privately she undermined the campaign with various, cocktail party conversations. I do know that she was telling people that she thought Trump had no chance to win. I didn't mind that because it helped the odds in England and allowed me to make a lot of money.
Conway is a moron.
Yes, I mean, she's a politically skilled propagandist, but her degree of commitment to Trump is deeply in question.
Thank you, Jesse. Adam, Nick, we've got a huge guest coming on, an expert on Ukraine. Both of you guys are about this. I'm going to ask Stranahan to take your calls if you wish, and I really respect you callers, but I've got to a lot of them. I can't get to you, but I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. You've got the War Room coming up with Owen Schroyer in 45 minutes. Then you've got Firepower 7 to 9 with Will Johnson and Tom Papper doing a great job. Band.video is where you can find the live shows and now archives. And we're adding more and more reports and more and more. Mike Adams is adding his reports. We're going to have hundreds of contributors very, very soon at Band.video. We're building out the infrastructure and taking the money you give us to build that infrastructure. So thank you all. Barnes, you've done a great job spending so much time with us to get that lawsuit filed on the Young Turks. Thanks to the great crew. But coming up is Lee Stranahan, and I think he'll probably want to take those calls as well. So he'll be right back. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Everybody, how you doing? My name is Lee Stranahan. I am an investigative reporter, and I host a radio show called Fault Lines with Nixon and Stranahan that you can find on my Periscope or on my Twitter. My Twitter, by the way, is at Stranahan. I want to make sure I got a lot of stuff to tell you. I will tell the InfoWars audience right now. This is a story I've been working on for about 3 years about the fake Russiagate story, and specifically about the collusion of the Democrats, traitorous Republicans like John McCain, the deep state. And when I say the deep state, I want to define who I mean. The CIA, like the whistleblower we had. It's not really a whistleblower. We'll talk about that in a second. But this is a story I've been working on for about 3 years. So it's very, very interesting to see the cover up going on right now. But I want to make sure we get to the callers who have been so patiently holding. Let's start by going to Nick in Michigan. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
To see how hard it is. I appreciate you guys taking my call. I was just really basic about it, maybe not even saying anything new, but just my perspective. You can really compare what Trump's going through right now to John Kennedy by 1963 with all the enemies he kind of crossed at that point. The big oil figures, CIA, et cetera, across the world that he had crossed and made enemies with. And looking at the next election, maybe it's almost the same thing, that he had garnered a level of popularity that he was going to win the election without, you know, any opposition, really. So going the same route, they went with what they did. But now seeing what we're seeing, maybe this is all the Democrats / deep state can do, is go this route. Because I know Trump, like John F. Kennedy, had a level of momentum behind him going into the election that is almost unstoppable in a way if you look at it. And, I don't know,
it's
just my take
of this. Hey, Nick, I got to tell you, I think that is a very astute take. I was actually thinking, it's very funny you mentioned that, if you believe in coincidences, and I don't. But if you believe in coincidences, I was just thinking about this exact point as I was getting ready for the show about an hour ago. I will tell you, I do not think our republic has been in as great danger from the deep state, and specifically the CIA, and now the elements that are still loyal in the CIA to John Brennan, and I'll talk about him in a second, as we have been since prior to the JFK assassination. If you know the history of that, Nick, and it sounds like you do, but for people who may not be as familiar with it, JFK warned about the dangers of the CIA about a month in the New York Times. A report came out that JFK was very worried about the CIA, and that happened a month before he was taken out in Dallas. So I actually think you make an excellent point, and thanks a lot for the call. I'm going to talk about some of that stuff in just a second. Let's go to a final call. Thanks so much for holding, by the way. Adam in Florida, go ahead. You're on.
Thanks for taking my call, Lee. I just wanted three really quick points. First off, there's a story by ABC that was kind of, I think it came out in July, about kind of how he snubbed a reporter about his implications, you know, with China having his vice presidency bought out for $1.5 billion and his dealings with his son in Ukraine. Did you see that report? Because I was so surprised that they actually did some honest reporting, and it was really provocative. And I'm surprised I haven't really seen it being pushed more by people on, you know, Trump's, you know, side or whatever. And then, you know, I have a couple other real quick things.
Well, I've seen a number of those reports. Let me talk about your general point. Then let me let you hit it real quick on the next point, because I have a lot of material to cover, Adam. I want to make sure I'm able to get to it all. But yes, let me talk about the general point. People need to understand they are being fed a massive misinformation and disinformation campaign by people trying to cover up this coup that all centers around Ukraine. It centers about the fake Russiagate narrative, and I'm going to explain the details, the deep background on that in a second. But here's the key, exactly what you said. You can find the truth out there. In fact, one of the stories I'm going to bring up right away is from a source called Politico, you may have heard of. Politico is a mainstream, mainstream political publication. It is not a red-pilled political publication at all. And the reporters who worked on the story I'm going to talk about, Ken Vogel, he works in the New York Times now. He's on the left. But the story I'm about to point everybody to came out in January 2017, before the inauguration. The story is called Ukraine Efforts to Sabotage Trump Backfire. You're seeing it right now. I urge every American to look at this article. There's some BS in it, but this is a well-reported article, and you wouldn't expect it coming from Politico or Ken Vogel or David Stern. Now, by the way, here's just an interesting trivia thing before I get to the rest of your call, Nick. Adam, forgive me. Before I get to the rest of your call, here's an interesting trivia thing. My radio co-host, Garland, did a search this morning for Ken Vogel Ukraine. He got a different result on Google than on DuckDuckGo. You familiar with DuckDuckGo? On Google, the top search result that he got said, Ken Vogel under fire for repeating Ukraine lies or something like that. On DuckDuckGo, it showed that article from Politico. So isn't it very, very interesting the way the new cyber information war continues against us? Hey, but I want to make sure you get to your point. Adam, what else you got? I only got a couple minutes left in this segment.
Well, this was the main point. I've seen kind of with the transcript coming out now with no illicit quid pro quo, they are now dissecting Trump's words as if it was Bible and, manuscript. And they are going through and looking for, as Judge Napolitano said, code words. And you'll also see Adam Schiff's House Intel saying that it reads like a mafia boss shakedown. So now you're going to see emerging talking point in the media that Trump's talking in code words. You're going to see Michael Cohen invoke like he's some kind of truth teller when he's a lying piece of trash. And how Trump, he talks in code. You just got to understand. When he says you look at your pie, it's nice. I know exactly what he said. So it's garbage, and I'm not going to hear it. And Napolitano, I don't know why he's mad he didn't get his little Supreme Court nomination. But that guy is turned to the dark side.
I unfollowed Judge Napolitano last night after exactly what you're saying. Adam, let me just ask you one question before we go to break here. Is Donald Trump known for his subtlety? Just ask yourself that question. Donald Trump, one of the reasons people love Donald Trump is that he's blunt, right? If he doesn't like you, you know it, right? If you work for him and he doesn't like you, this idea that Donald Trump suddenly develops subtle code words rather than look, I want you to investigate Biden, which he should, by the way. In fact, I'll tell you the big problem, and you hinted at it, and we'll get to it after the break here. The problem is Trump is surrounded by traitors. He's starting to realize it. You saw it today. I'm going to go into the history after we get to the break here, and I'm going to talk about the history of traitors and the history that they're not telling you. That's coming up right after the break here on InfoWars. Stay tuned, everybody.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How you doing? Good afternoon. We come to you on a very, very important day, I would say. As you know, the so-called whistleblower report, it is not a whistleblower report. This is what I call the deep state report. We got breaking headlines, by the way, just in the past hour or so. The New York Times and others are reporting that we now know who the whistleblower is. We don't have a name, but it's a CIA agent who was in the White House. And this is very, very important. Donald Trump said earlier today he thinks the person who did it is the equivalent of a spy. And in fact, let's go over this. Yes, in fact, they are a spy because they work for the CIA. But they're also a spy because they gave the contents of a privileged phone call with a world leader
and wrote up, and it looks to me like if this report, I'm sure you guys have looked at the report on this, this report looks like it was written by a committee to me. It's a very detailed report with a lot of footnotes. And what I want to talk to you about, and by the way, I'm just going to do a quick plug here. I'm going to mention that I have a website, populist.tv, and we have a free newsletter that you can sign up for over there. I'm going to start doing a podcast about this DNC Ukraine story. I'm going to keep the episodes to 5 or 15 minutes, and you can sign up for free for that because this is a very big story. Now, let me talk about the way crime works in general, and the way criminals hide their tracks, right? One common technique, if you're, like, let's say, accused of murder, is you start to lie about the timeline. In other words, if the police know that the murder happened at 12:30, right, you want to make sure that you say you were somewhere else at 12:30. Maybe you can say, oh, well, you know, I was at home. I didn't get there till 12:45. Now, in just that way, I'm going to expose for you the lies in the timeline in this deep state report, the so-called whistleblower report. Now, one of the things that this is about, and it's very clear what's been going on, is that they're trying to cover up the DNC Ukrainian election interference and collusion. And I pointed to an article from Politico that came out in January 2017. And that article has a lot of the essentials that I'm going to tell you about. Now, this is very significant because this article came out, again, mainstream source, not a Trump supporter source at all. And it was a well-reported story that interviewed key people and discussed the Ukrainian DNC collusion and interference in the 2016 election. Now, that the guy you see right there, that's Petro Poroshenko. Who is Petro Poroshenko? He is the former leader of the Ukraine. And he was not elected. He was installed, basically. He was put into place. They may have had a sham kangaroo election somewhere in the middle there. But you remember back in 2013 and 2014, if you were watching the news at all, you heard about the marvelous uprising in Ukraine where the citizens were all getting together. It was like an Occupy Wall Street style protest. It was called the Maidan, right? And it was in Kyiv, Ukraine. And it was people rising up against corruption, right? And supposedly what they were worried about was how Poroshenko might go with, Yanukovych at the time. Viktor Yanukovych was the leader of Ukraine. And everyone got together. Now, a few things they didn't tell you. That entire spectacle was funded by billionaire Hillary Clinton donor George Soros. He's got an NGO, a non-government organization called International Renaissance. And they don't hide that this is George Soros. If you go to the International Renaissance website, you'll see they make reference to George Soros right on the front page of the website. So there's no question that International Renaissance was behind this. And let me mention one other billionaire oligarch like Soros, but you may not have heard of him. This is a guy named Viktor Pinchuk. Viktor Pinchuk shows that Viktor Pinchuk is the billionaire oligarch in Ukraine who's a top Clinton Foundation donor. In fact, Viktor Pinchuk, and his name is a P-I-N-C-H-U-K, Viktor Pinchuk, he donated $35 million. I'm going to say that again, $35 million to the Clinton Foundation. And so between Pinchuk and Soros, who gave, I think, about $8 million in 2015 directly to a pro-Hillary PAC, right? Directly to Hillary. Between Pinchuk and Soros, these two billionaires were funding, along with the Clinton State Department, because they set this whole thing up when she came in 2012. They funded the Maidan coup. Now, this was, make no mistake about it, this was a coup. And if you want to really learn a lot about this, I'm going to recommend a film called Ukraine on Fire. There's a sequel coming out next week called Revealing Ukraine that I'm in. But watch this film, Ukraine on Fire. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know anything about this Ukraine stuff at all until I started investigating this story. I didn't realize how the wool had been pulled over my eyes. I thought, okay, well, people, it's a standard uprising. But if you're an InfoWars watcher, you probably heard of the idea of color revolutions, right? They did the Orange Revolution And Soros is a master at this, okay? Now, and Ukraine on Fire lays out everything. Now, it's important to note, by the way, one of the main people, the point man, in fact, on Ukraine was none other than Joe Biden. In fact, Obama sort of let Joe Biden handle it. And one of the reasons is that Joe Biden, and this may or may not shock you, but Joe Biden has deep connections with a Russian oligarch. No, it's not Putin. You've been lied to about Putin. This is a guy named Khodorkovsky. Khodorkovsky. And the thing I want to point you to is a Senate resolution called Senate Resolution 322. If you know anything about secret societies, it's easy enough to find, because the 322, of course, is coincidentally the secret number of the Skull and Bones Society. But Senate Resolution 322 in 2006 is you can look it up on the Congress's website. It's about Khodorkovsky. Now, who is Khodorkovsky? During the 90s, after the fall of the Soviet Union, Khodorkovsky made billions, and he bought a bank called Bank Menatep, and he bought Yukos Oil by buying the bank and then throwing everybody out who was trying to bid on Yukos Oil. Yukos Oil, don't forget, Russia is one of the biggest producers of energy in the world. So this is about energy, buying Yukos Oil, and it's about money laundering, because Menatep was used for money laundering. Now, if you look up Senate Resolution 322, what you'll find is that bill was sponsored by none other than Joe Biden. In fact, he's the only sponsor for it. So Biden backed Khodorkovsky, and Khodorkovsky has links with Soros. And I'm going to talk about another link here to the Open World Leadership Center. Just remember that name for a little bit. We'll talk about it after the break. Here's what's fascinating about this bill, Senate Resolution 322, is the co-sponsors. It's not just that Joe Biden is the sponsor. This bill had two co-sponsors. Now, remember, this is 2006. Do you want to guess who the two co-sponsors are? Do you want to see how your government has been subverted by people like this guy, Khodorkovsky, by people like Biden? The two co-sponsors were Barack Obama and John McCain. And again, don't take my word for it. Go look it up. You'll see the two co-sponsors in 2006 were the two people who ran for president in 2008. In other words, no matter who you voted for in 2008, you were essentially voting for a pro-Khodorkovsky person. Now, this is important because Khodorkovsky was jailed by Vladimir Putin because the guy was trying to buy the government. And Putin was trying to put a stop to the mess that these oligarchs made. Russia in the 1990s was a disaster. People were starving. And it's all due to the Clinton administration and people like Larry Summers. You may remember him. Larry Summers was the Treasury Secretary, and he was the point guy on Russia, former president of Harvard, by the way, close friend of Jeffrey Epstein, just coincidentally. So all of this in the 1990s led to that Maidan coup. And right after the break, I'm going to get into more of the timeline and the shocking truth that you can look up for yourself. You can't possibly deny it, but that the deep state and the media do not want you to know. We got more coming up right after this break. You're watching InfoWars. My name's Lee Stranahan.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Again, I want to thank Alex Jones and everyone here at InfoWars again for having me on this historic day, I would say, when this fake whistleblower report came out. We're talking about that and some of the hidden history that the media is hiding from you. But I'm going to urge you, by the way, don't take my word on any of this. Look everything up for yourself, and you're going to be shocked that it's all right there in the open, and yet no one's talking about it. Now, before we went to break, I was talking about some of the history of Russia in the 1990s after the fall of communism. And what happened was, I'm no fan of communism, so I was glad to see that. But I, like a lot of Americans, wasn't paying any attention to Russia in the 1990s. I knew that there was, you know, the mafia and all that stuff going on. I knew that there were oligarchs. Remember, this is all pre-Putin. It's important to understand. But this was also the Clinton era, don't forget. This is when Yeltsin was in charge, Bill Clinton was president, and leading Russia policy was a guy named Larry Summers. Now, Larry Summers, you know, Alex has been on the Jeffrey Epstein story for about a decade now. Larry Summers is a close friend of Jeffrey Epstein. In fact, he donated millions of dollars to Harvard. They were introduced through his attorney, Alan Dershowitz. And Larry Summers is a key figure here, and that story that they just brought up, the Harvard boys do Russia. If you want to really understand how, under the Clinton administration, people like Larry Summers, people like Bill Clinton, were fleecing Russia, trying to steal their oil assets, this is a great article to read. Now, the reason this is significant is because, as you're going to see in a second, a lot of the same players from this era in the 90s in Russia, don't forget, Larry Summers was also the Treasury Secretary under Obama, are key figures here. And let me mention one other key figure, since we're talking about history. A guy you may not have heard of, but you may. He was Bill Clinton's roommate at Oxford, and his name is Strobe Talbot. Strobe like strobe light. I didn't name him, but that's who he is. Strobe Talbot, again, he was Bill Clinton's Oxford roommate, and he was an expert in Russia at the time. In fact, when Bill Clinton went to communist Russia, Strobe Talbot's the guy who helped him prepare to go. Now, Strobe Talbot is going to be very, very important here in just a minute, because I'm going to tie in everything I'm telling you, the Ukraine stuff, with the 2016 election interference. And Strobe Talbot, let me mention this right now, because it's going to come up. It's not just a guy who went to school with Clinton. He's not just a guy who was behind Russia policy under Bill Clinton. Strobe Talbot was one of three State Department employees in the Obama administration, because he was brought back into state under Obama. Three employees, Strobe Talbot, Victoria Nuland, and Jonathan Weiner, were all briefed by Christopher Steele on that fake Steele dossier, which I'm here to tell you, because I have sources in Ukraine, that Steele dossier was created in Ukraine. And the way that happened was, they asked people, and this is people related to the Soros, related to this international renaissance, they were brought in to create a fake dossier. In fact, people in Ukraine were told, basically, and I'll give you the name. Nobody's talking about this. Vasily Filipchuk. Vasily Filipchuk is the Ukrainian politician who wrote a lot of the fake parts, well, most of it's fake, of the Steele dossier. And Strobe Talbot, Bill Clinton's college roommate, was, and one of his closest friends, by the way, was one of three people, along with Victoria Nuland and Jonathan Weiner, and I'll talk about them in a second, who were briefed by Christopher Steele during the election. Now, why? So what happened here? During the 90s, a lot of people were making a lot of money. Larry Summers and his associates, in fact, there's a guy you can look up who was at Harvard, Jonathan Hay, H-A-Y, who was convicted of basically taking advantage of his position to make a ton of money in Russia, taking advantage of his government position. This is corruption at the highest level. Now, I talked about that guy, Khodorkovsky, who was backed by Biden, right? Backed by Biden, backed by Obama, and backed by McCain in Senate Resolution 322. He's a big factor here, because you got to understand, Khodorkovsky, if you look up his history, he's connected to both Bill Clinton and the Bush family. In fact, you've heard of the Carlyle Group, probably. That's the big sort of very secretive oil-connected cartel. The Carlyle Group, Khodorkovsky was on the board of the Carlyle Group, and which, along with George H.W. Bush, you can find a picture of him and George W. Bush. So this is a guy who was basically trying to sell Russia's oil assets illegally to the United States. Then something happened to put a stop to all of that. And Vladimir Putin came in. And Vladimir Putin, when they put him in, the oligarchs put him in position, they thought, like Yeltsin, he was going to be a puppet. Instead, and I got to tell you, and I want a full disclosure, I work for Radio Sputnik. I don't work for Radio Sputnik because I say this, but because I do, it's Russian-funded, Russian government-funded. But go look this up. Putin, one of the reasons they hate him is he is in favor of, for instance, pro-family. He's pro-Christianity. All the things that were gone during the Soviet Union era and that were also gone in the 90s when these oligarchs were ruling Russia. So there's a lot of reasons they're trying to go after Putin. But the big reason is he stopped Larry Summers, he stopped Bill Clinton, he stopped Soros, all of these guys from stealing assets from Russia. They were trying to steal the oil assets. Now, let's go to 2013, right? Now, Hillary Clinton's in place. Bill Clinton's wife, Hillary Clinton, is in place. She sets up a program, and you can look it up, called Civil Society 2.0. Civil Society 2.0 was a way of training activists. and it caused two things to happen. Number one, the Arab Spring. Number two, this Maidan coup in Ukraine that started in 2013 and ended in February 2014. This whole Maidan coup was a setup by Soros and the Clintons and the Clinton State Department and a woman named Victoria Nuland. Now, again, I mentioned her. She was being updated by Christopher Steele. Why? Christopher Steele got his start at the State Department. Remember, former British agent. Then he's hooked up through a guy named Jonathan Weiner, State Department official, worked for John Kerry for a long time. He is hooked up with the State Department and Victoria Nuland. And both Victoria Nuland and Jonathan Weiner have admitted on video, you can find it out there, it's in the papers, but it's hardly reported, that they were being updated by Christopher Steele during the 2016 election. This is where they created Russiagate. This is where they did it. And one of the ways they did it was with a Ukrainian-American operative, and that's what that Politico story is about, a woman named Alexandra Chalupa. Now, that's a name you're going to start to hear quite a bit about, because people like Mark Meadows are on to Chalupa, and so is Barr, because they started to investigate. And she's admitted, she's out there saying she's the one responsible for Paul Manafort going down. You see, Chalupa hated Manafort. Back to 2015, she hated Manafort. And in 2015, before Trump even announced, she was trying to get Manafort. Now, you got to mention one thing about Manafort. And this is a lie perpetrated by the media. Manafort's not pro-Russian. Manafort was actually trying to get the Ukraine to get closer to the EU and not Russia. So why Alexandra Chalupa was going after him is a mystery. But here's what we know. Alexandra Chalupa worked in the Clinton White House. She was a Democratic operative for about 12 years. This is, no one's denying any of this. And she went to the Ukrainian embassy in the spring of 2016, before the hack even happened at the DNC. And she told them, I want dirt on Trump. She told them, don't coordinate with the Trump campaign. And she told them, and this is really significant, she also told them that the Democrats plan to have hearings about Trump and Russia through Marcy Kapoor, the Ohio congresswoman, right before the election. So this entire Trump-Russia, Russiagate narrative was ginned up by Democrats. And part of the reason is they wanted to hide what they did in Ukraine. What I'm getting at here is the Hunter Biden aspect of this, while true and while significant, is not the most significant thing. The most significant thing is that the U.S. overthrew the democratically elected government. Then, using the people we put in power, our government, your tax dollars, they tried to throw the election and take Trump out. Again, do me a favor. Go to populist.tv. I got a podcast coming out about this. It's completely free. You can sign up for that. I really, once again, want to thank Alex and everyone at InfoWars for letting me talk to you about some of this stuff. Do me a favor. Look all this stuff up yourself. You'll be stunned. This is deeper than you can possibly imagine.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.